You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, listen, we got Eric Semmel. I feel like I haven't talked to Eric in a while. We love to have him on Tuesdays for Tech Tuesday at 8:20. Computer Talk with Tab, 9 to 11 a.m. on Saturdays here on WTIC News Talk 1080. Eric, how are you?
Oh, good morning, Brian. Good. How are you?
You haven't had any weddings yet, have you?
This Friday is a big day.
Oof. The wedding's on Friday?
Yep, Friday evening.
So then you're doing some sort of rehearsal-y, dinner-y thing on Thursday, or?
Yes, sir. Yep, pizza and beer at our house.
Nice. Doing it the Eric Semmel way. Are you nervous?
Not for my son, no. I'm just excited.
That's great.
Looking forward to one of three great future daughter-in-laws.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations to you and your family. Great news. What a great great time of life, and hopefully the weather will cooperate and we'll go from there. In terms of the tech world, there's a lot of interesting stories you got for me this week. China's involved in a couple of them. I think the most talky one is the $1 billion worth of NVIDIA chips that somehow, like, how do they just go somewhere they're not supposed to go or whatever? Like, that's a lot of chips.
Yeah, they seem to fall off a truck somewhere near China. And obviously, we were all excited with DeepSeek, right? DeepSeek was China's new AI that they said they put together with a Raspberry Pi, which in geek world is like using a calculator. And they said that, you know, they were smarter, faster, stronger, and used less energy and less technology. But somehow, $1 billion worth of NVIDIA chips finds their way into China. So I would contend that DeepSeek is probably running on the same NVIDIA chips the rest of our large language models are running on. And, of course, the Register has a great article on this. But how it happens, I don't know. I don't know how this stuff – I mean, how does anything fall off a truck into somebody's hands? It just looks like there has been some serious smuggling going on here. And the Chinese, they don't make it themselves. They just simply rip it off.
Yeah. Well, that's true for a lot of IP over the last, 40 years. And what about this? Microsoft outsources some stuff to China and it relates directly to federal agencies?
You can't make this stuff up. So this actually hits me right where we work with our clients. So ProPublica had a story about how Microsoft themselves, through digital escorts that have clearance, we're using Chinese engineers to work on Department of Defense cloud services. That's awful. I mean, you can't make that stuff up. You have any idea how much money your local manufacturers are spending to keep China's nose out of CUI data? And then they have the next story come out where it's called GCC, which is the Government Community Cloud, which is basically double the cost of Microsoft 365 to keep your data safe and protected, supposedly. These same Chinese engineers were working on those systems too. Microsoft can't find American or allied-based engineers to work on our Department of Defense systems, to the point, Brian, where GCC, I have clients that have to more than double their cost for Microsoft 365 because the government is mandating that they protect it through CMMC protections. And then Microsoft uses Chinese engineers to go ahead and work on these things. I mean, you really can't make it up. I don't even have an analogy for how insane this is. But it's insane.
It really is. But what do they say? What is Microsoft or the government saying about it? I know you're not like an inside scoop on this. You're only a product of what you're able
to find. They're going to stop doing it.
Right.
They promised to stop doing it. Now, I mean, come on, Microsoft. I mean, if you've heard my show over the past 35 years, we spend most of our time dealing with Microsoft security issues. They make $20 billion a year just in cybersecurity protections to protect you from, I would contend, Microsoft. And then now they invite Chinese engineers to actually work on federal agencies' software through digital escrow. I mean, it's convoluted and upside down. It's bananas. So these are ProPublica articles that people should read. And if you're a manufacturer in Connecticut and you hear this, you got to be angry, because I talk to a lot of business owners that are manufacturers that work with the Department of Defense. They are not happy with all the effort and money they have to spend to become CMMC2 compliant. And guess what you got to do? Pay for GCC email, and just to find out the Chinese are already in there. You can't make it up.
Yeah, he's Eric Semmel. I'm Brian Shagman. This is, of course, Tech Tuesday. He hosts Computer Talk with Tab 9 to 11 a.m. on Saturdays. And again, we talk about these stories, and he answers just about any question you may have related to technology and what you're doing in your home or your business. Listen, this United Kingdom not paying ransomware, I think that's all well and good, but like, I guess they're hoping that the bad guys will be like, well, we can't make money here, so we won't do it. Well, I bet a bunch of them, at least at the start, are going to do it anyway. And then what happens to the stuff they're hijacking?
Yeah, it's nutty. I mean, good for the UK to try to ban ransom, to try to ban something with crypto in some way, shape, or form. But yes, they're going to say you can't make your payments, which means if you are ransomed, you won't be able to get any kind of decryption keys. And everyone will sit back and say, well, geez, I guess I can't run my hospital. The other issue is that insurance companies, of course, offer the coverage to pay ransomware payments. So the bad guys, not only do they want to go after institutions like the public sector here in the UK, but all of us around the world. But if you're insured, they actually look to see if you are first and say, oh, OK, you're insured. I'm going to go after you because your insurance company is going to pay you. The government also in the UK is going to try to regulate these entities to make sure that they do something as simple as just patching vulnerabilities. Some of these public sector organizations in the UK, they barely do a good job just doing basic hygiene when it comes to cybersecurity, basic hygiene, like patching your software. So to say you're going to have a model where you're going to be like, hey, don't pay the ransom. Good luck with that. If your hospital is down and you had to pay the ransom to get that back and up and running, you're probably going to pay the ransom. Or you're going to figure out a way to pay the ransom.
Hey, we only have like a minute or so left. I thought maybe there's a way to combine the last two. You know, ChatGPT, you know, says, you know, that if you deal with AI mental health apps for whatever reason, that stuff might not be private. But Lumo can keep some of that type of stuff private. Is that, can I make that connection?
Yeah, I love this juxtaposition that was out there. I just came across it. I mean, I guess people are using ChatGPT to ask it all sorts of questions, and Sam Altman saying, don't expect it to be private. You don't have a patient confidentiality expectation with ChatGPT. And if you are using ChatGPT for this, I'm sorry. You know, that's another issue, too. And we should be paying for it. That way we can talk about the energy consequences of having this free stuff running and all the data centers humming just so you can get...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some sort of help from your AI, but Proton is a privacy company out there, and they actually have a story about the fact that they will never use your data to train its AI or share its data with external sources. So Sam Altman can't figure out how to do it, but Proton, who's been in the data security world for a lot longer with the private email and VPN technology, says, no problem. We'll make sure your stuff is secure, and you can't use it. We won't use it, and we won't train it. So while Sam tells you can't believe the stuff people are talking to ChatGPT about, Proton says, don't worry, you're not going to have your data out there for everybody to look at. So, right. I don't know.
The thing is, I think the bottom line is, it could be protected, but you know, ChatGPT and Sam, they choose not to put that in place.
That would be my contention, considering Proton's position.
Yeah, Eric, great stuff. Have a great weekend. Going to be fun. Get your dancing shoes on, and we'll talk to you soon.
I'm a geek. I don't dance.
Geeks can dance, but maybe you don't. But either way, have a great time.
Thanks, Brian.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.